Welcome to a brand new episode of Well, You're Wrong, the podcast that is a lighthearted, unprovable argument without any references to ice cream. As always, I am your host, Josh James.
I'm the other host, Jeff Prefert.
The other host.
The other host.
Instead of co-host or other host, just my best friend. This is my best friend, Jeff Prefert.
Aw.
Like that?
He does that when we say host.
No, listen, that title is important to me. I'm enjoying how it feels.
You're my best friend too.
I appreciate that, man. I love you, buddy.
Not a host.
It's all right. I'll take it. This is episode 3 of the podcast. Woo-hoo! That you guys are hearing, and it's
a big three.
Yeah, the big three. That kind of ties in.
It does
to the topic this week.
It really does,
which is basketball. In the spirit of the NBA final starting tonight, you're hearing this the day after we record it, which is the first time we've ever done that.
Right.
But we thought it would be poignant to do that as the final start. And it's an exciting time here as we're close to Oklahoma City and the Thunder are participating in said finals.
OKC.
This is going to be an interesting week for me because I like basketball.
Right.
And I have opinions on it.
Really? You have opinions?
I don't know how good they are. You know, most of my opinions I can at least argue about. Like, right. I know, and don't get me wrong. I have some things that I can argue. Don't fear not, listener. I will be arguing. I just, when we talk about football or something like that, I get angry and I want to punch you in the face because how wrong you are with this. I'm like, oh, yeah, you might be right. I don't know. All I have to go by is very little. So this is interesting for me. I'm excited to dig into it though. I think it'll be fun. And then after we record this, we're literally going to go watch the game.
We are. So go Thunder.
So it should be fun, man. This week, the beer of the week is going to be a little bit different. It should be good. And B,
that's not true. Coop Ale, you're awesome.
I had to get it on the way here from a place that did not keep it cold, which who the fuck does that anymore? Who keeps beer just on the shelf?
Apparently only the places you go.
Well, it's just like, this is a tomato thing all over again. This town doesn't like me. All right. It rejects me everywhere I go.
So
I didn't even know there was another liquor store.
We have multiple liquor stores.
That's not surprising.
That are just off the top of my head.
I don't know
right
where
now.
They are. I don't. I don't go enough. I don't drink enough. I should start drinking more.
Maybe I just
more.
Drink too much. Maybe that's really what it's going back to.
This is the year that I start drinking more. I think that's what it is.
I'm really surprised it wasn't last year.
Yeah, no shit, man. The fact that I am not hammered right now is a testament to my will. So
we'll get you there, buddy.
It was warm and it's been on ice. So bear with us as we get it out of the cooler. Hold on 1 second, everybody. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, amongst yourselves. So we were talking about like what we guys can call you, and we're all of our fans, and we were thinking maybe the Gator Club from the story last week, and we're going to see maybe that's what we do. I don't know.
The Gator Club. I'll share an image to our Instagram.
Yeah.
About the Gator Gang.
The Gator Gang. There we go.
People seem to really like the news story that you had last week.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to match it this week, though. I mean, that was a really good story that I stumbled upon.
It's tough to top a story where someone robs a bank with an alligator.
I mean, maybe I'll have to find someone who robbed a bank with a platypus.
A what?
A platypus.
Oh, you fucked up.
I did.
It's recorded now. Everyone can hear that. No, after last
Make
week.
Make fun of my lisp.
No, if it was a lisp, I wouldn't have made fun of you to your face. I would have done it afterwards.
Oh, that's true.
I looked up what a 3 foot alligator looks like, by the way.
Just like smaller than a 6 foot.
I know what 3 feet is, but like, okay, like the width, you know what I mean? Like the overall size of this alligator. Yeah. It's not big enough to rob a bank. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, a gun is bigger. Like a sawed off shotgun. Maybe not sawed off.
A fucking shotgun. .22 pistol would have been bigger in this case, you know? The beer of the week this week is, I think I'm saying this right, Kokendorfer Brewing Company.
I don't think it's their Irish Red.
I'm pretty sure I did. I looked it up. You think I'm going to record myself being wrong? I don't think so.
Like you do every week at some point or not.
It's their Irish Red. It is 25 IBUs. That's important to Jeff.
The IBUs.
5.8% alcohol by volume. They are out of Duncan, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you ready?
The Kuchendorf. Yo.
You're way behind.
I screwed that one up.
Very unprofessional. I'm sorry to everyone.
Nail got stuck underneath there, so my bad.
See, I like that.
Oh, that's good.
That's really good.
That is good. He's only saying that because he bought it.
No, I'm not. No, that first one I bought. Listen, again, I think I talked about it. The first one I ever brought over was awful. It was the worst tasting beer I've ever had in my life.
He doesn't realize this is almost exactly like, I mean, I will say there's more of a, that German beer in it. It has the bitter aftertaste.
Yeah.
But it's not hold on. The... what we had last week, the hazy IPA, is close to what this is.
The as far as IBU ratings that we're looking for?
Just the taste of it.
Oh, see, I don't think so at all.
No, actually, you're probably right.
IPAs have this aftertaste that just, I don't know, it just sits in my tongue for a while. I think this has the
same type of aftertaste.
I don't get it. I don't take that at all.
I think you're wrong.
I almost brought over a stout. I was going to bring it. I was like, no, we'll ease into that. I don't want to jump right from one to the other here. So
I've drank stouts. The only stouts
I know you've drank them. I understand that.
So there isn't much beer that I don't like or won't drink a whole one of. I will say the one that I don't like, so I'm sure he's going to bring it next week, is like a chocolate stout. Chocolate and I just don't like it. I don't know why.
I've had a chocolate stout that I like. It's not something I would like get all the time.
Right. Yeah. But like outside of chocolate and like cakes or I mean like a chocolate cake or I know what you mean. But like I don't like chocolate just on anything. Like I'm very particular on like
it's so you don't like
candy
a,
bar.
What is the Mexican chocolate dish? Is it mole? Is it a mole?
I have no idea.
Man, you got to get out more.
I've been to plenty of Mexican restaurants.
No, you've been
to all we have here.
You've been to these white people Mexican restaurants.
Well, I've been to the, I think I know what you're talking about. I just don't know the name of it.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's like unsweetened chocolate, obviously.
Right.
I put chocolate in chili. When I make chili, I put chocolate in there.
Yeah. And I mean, that's baked through though. So you don't really taste that. When you have like a chocolate stout, you can taste the chocolate in it.
Yeah, but the thing, like, I like a beer that almost has that kind of, even without chocolate in it, it almost has that, like, caramelized, you know, chocolatey note to it. I like a beer like that. You're looking at me like you want to punch me in the face. I'm sorry.
No, not quite punch you in the face. I'm just, you know.
I didn't invent the fucking
that's,
beer.
That's absolutely bonkers. No, this is a good beer. I like it.
I like it a lot. Good job, Kuchendorfer. Is it Kuchendorfer? How would you pronounce it?
I don't know. I think you've pronounced it three different ways, though.
Considering
you said you were right the first time, and I think
I've said it the same every time. You'll be able to listen to this.
Actually, I think you're right. It's either a Kuchendorfer or Kuchendorfer.
I wasn't going to start off by saying Kuchendorfer. I'll tell you that right now.
That's what I wanted to do.
Anyway, man, how was your week?
It has been absolutely tiring.
I bet.
So as we talked about last week, my son had his surgery 1 week ago today. Surgery went well. Everything's good there. But the recovery process it's a long process. You know, he has 15 staples in his back. So I have to like roll him all the time. Like I have to roll him and he has to get up on a walker and walk and use the restroom.
I've not had surgery and I'm real close to that already. Like you might pretty soon someone's gonna come roll me.
I'm getting practice, buddy. So yes, be careful with me. I almost rolled him off the bed today. Like I wasn't really paying attention. I was rolling and I went and looked at the TV and I realized I kept rolling. So that was almost another surgery. But no, he's done really well with it. But I mean, good. Like anytime he has to, you know, use the restroom or do anything, like I have to get him up and my wife, she can't help him.
So at what point, are you going to be like, okay, you're milking this a little bit. You know what I mean? Do you have that time frame in your
head?
He has
a, So once he gets the stitches out, I'll probably give him another 3 or 4 days.
Okay. And then I was because like, get if your the
stitches
up.
Are out, that means they're saying, hey, it's not going to rip open now.
Yeah, you're fine, right?
So
yeah,
exactly. He can get the fuck over it.
I was just wondering, because I know that's coming, where I know him well enough to be like, if I can, if
oh
I can
yeah,
sit well, here, and you can bring me stuff. And I have
you
to
know, if he I'm didn't have staples in his back, I would think it's right now.
That's funny.
Can you give me? Last night, he asked, 11 o'clock at night, he calls me and asks me, hey, can you give me some apple juice? We don't have any apple juice. Well, can you go to the store and get me apple juice? Are you freaking kidding me? And this is after he kicked me out of my room because that's where he's staying in. Because the monitor I was watching TV on, because I can't watch TV on my TV because he's playing video games on there. So I'm watching him on a monitor. He kicks me out of the room because my monitor is too bright.
Oh, my God.
So I'm laying on the couch when he calls me for him to go get him apple juice.
Dude, I was raised by my grandparents. And if I would have, for any reason, called my grandpa to ask him to bring me apple juice, he would have punched me in the mouth. There's no doubt about it. Let alone kicking him out of his own room. Very different times.
Yes. Very, very different times. But overall, it's been a good week. But very tiring. I'm getting like, you know, 3-4 hours sleep a night. Hopefully that gets up there.
He's like a giant newborn baby right now.
He is.
Like you still have to take him and do all right. this
stuff. Well, I have to help him shower.
Yeah.
Every day he showers at like... We didn't take a shower. He took a shower at around 6 today, about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And so to get him in the shower, you know, I have to like pull his pants down and stuff like that because he can't lean over. Yeah. So he has to put a towel around his waist so I can take off. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to see it any more than you want me to see it. So don't worry. He's like, close your eyes. I was like, I don't have to. I'm not looking in that direction at all, my dude.
We're both going to need therapy after this one.
So I saw it enough when you were a baby. I'm good. You know, I saw it was healthy. And
yeah, that's good.
So yeah.
It was fine. We're good to go.
At this point, if it's not healthy, you'll know. You don't need me.
I'm out of the equation. Yeah. It's you and a doctor. Yeah. It's you and a doctor.
He's very worried about people seeing him naked. Actually, just me seeing him naked, which I don't want to see him naked. Like I've told him 15 times now.
That's funny because he volunteered me to come help him.
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys have a different bond.
I'm pretty sure it's against the law. I gotta
be honest. He really wanted to just hang out with you, but you said no.
That's not what I said. Now people are gonna think I was an asshole. That's not.
Well, I mean, did you say yes
to the shower? No, I did come over to hang out with him, and then he decided to leave, so I went home.
When did he leave?
You went to go take a shower.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot that was. You think, that was like day one or two. Yeah, I don't remember. It's been years.
Do you think he's going to get embarrassed when he listens to this later that we're talking
Absolutely.
About?
Absolutely. I think so. I hope he tells all his friends about this. I hope he told his friends about this podcast. So now he has to be like, don't listen. And then they'll know. And then they'll all listen. And then
if that's the case, I have a lot more stories.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. You have even more, but like that.
Yeah.
He'd get mad at you for real for telling them.
Yeah.
I could tell. I mean, I don't have to deal with it.
Well, really, I mean, he's not going to get mad at me. And if he does, I don't care.
No, he really is. He's a great kid.
He is. He's an awesome kid. He's a good trier on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's all you can ask for as a parent, right?
Yeah.
Just try. My week this week was pretty uneventful until a couple days ago. My son was with his mom at the park and, there was a kitten in the tree that kitten fell out of the tree. And, apparently my son fell in love immediately, called me to tell me about this kitten.
Was the kitten okay?
The kitten is fine. Lives at my house now.
It's not fine.
Well, yeah. Took it to the vet. Vet said we could keep it right in front of my son, which he immediately was like, so we're keeping it then. That's what he named it Honey Bun. It's adorable. The first name he had was Bob for this female kitten. And I was like, maybe we should keep trying. And then he came up with Honey Bun. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just keep it at that. Who knows what's coming next?
So, right.
So we'll have a new kitten.
She's Honey Bun tiny. Better than Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'll post a picture. She's pretty cute.
Yeah,
she's taken to me pretty quickly. when I sit at my desk to work, she is on my shoulder like a parrot at all times. She doesn't leave my shoulder.
My cat used to do that. She doesn't anymore.
No, but she still sits right next to you. Yeah, which is probably what's going to happen.
Right.
She's going to be on my desk now.
Yeah. He's just copying me. He's going to get a little bed for his cat and put it on the desk, just like mine.
Yeah. I have too many monitors for a cat bed. She doesn't have to sit next to the bed. Yeah. She can't sit on the desk, probably.
Do you have three?
I do. And one of them is huge.
Yeah, that's right.
I have two. No one gives a shit. I have two 27 monitors. I think one of them is 32. Like the middle one's 32. It's like I'm in a fucking cockpit when I sit down at my desk.
So that's why I just put, you know, the 55-inch TV up on the wall.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I think that's the way to go.
That's how I do all my meetings.
Up there on the TV? Look at you, man. That's
all the meetings go up there. Unless somebody's sharing like something.
Something that you have to read because you have old eyes.
Well, no. I mean, it depends on what it is. So if they're doing a PowerPoint, I can read it. But if they're doing like, you know, something in a window, like a code or whatever. Yeah. I have to read it from there.
But yeah, I mean, that was my week. I have a new pet.
That's awesome.
You know, when you go adopt a kitten at these like adoption events, it's like $80. They come microchipped. They're all up to date on shots. They're like, hey, come back in a few months. We'll do the surgery to have them spayed or neutered or whatever it is. And you're like, oh, that's a good deal, right? I've already spent double that on this free fucking cat.
Well, free is relative on what it is. I mean, if it's a 6-month-old cat that's already been fixed and it's free, it's free.
That's true. Yeah. If she had fallen out of a tree on the way down, got all up to date on shots and been fixed, then I'd be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's pretty good. I have a dog.
Has she fallen off anything in your house?
Dude, all this cat does is climb shit and jump off.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she wants to die and that's what's going on, or she's just like an adrenaline junkie. She's one of those like extreme, we could have called her Mountain Dew or something. You know what I mean? She's fucking Red Bull. You know what I mean? I think she's going to join the X Games. Like all she does is climb the tallest things I have and just, I mean, swan dive off of them.
Yeah.
That's how she plays.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you can just watch out for cat dive bombing you.
Yeah. You know, next time you come over, be careful.
Yeah.
She'd come out of nowhere.
Go off the fridge and just land on you. Sounds like good times. Evil Knievel. That's what you should have named it.
Oh, that's a good one. Little Knievel.
Yeah. Knievel.
I'm just going to, I mean, my son's 5. He'll get over it.
Yeah.
Her name's Knievel now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was our week. Before we get into your funny news article of the week, let's take a quick break and hear from these amazing sponsors.
Okay. It's time to get back to the...
buy all of those products that you heard here, guys.
Yeah.
It really helps us out. There was probably a code involved.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So far, we're sponsored by ourselves. So that pause right there could be yours.
Yeah.
If you want it. And at this point,
buy my feet pics.
Very, very cheap. What'd you say?
Buy my feet pics. I'm sponsoring myself here.
All right. What you got? What's our article?
Okay. So today we're going to stay in the state of Florida this week.
Florida.
I think we may stay there for a while. I started doing a little research on like stories, and the best stories are really Florida stories.
It's undeniable.
Now this one, I don't think as good as the last one, but it's still pretty good and it makes you think. I am going to cite these stories because I didn't last week. This one comes from clickorlando.com and newsweek.com. So it's that funny.
You know, it's real.
Yeah. So this one's Florida man's lawnmower DUI.
I love it already.
Oh, this not even done.
Oh,
a slow speed chase. In August of 2020, Paul Burke, a 48-year-old resident of Fort McCoy, Florida, was arrested for driving a riding lawnmower down the middle of Highway 316. So not like just a regular, you know, side street or anything like that.
Highway
316.
Have we looked up what Highway 316 is?
I mean, still says highway.
I know, but it could be like a... I grew up on a highway. Like,
all right.
But it was like a rural highway. So it was still like a two-lane road through town.
But a highway is a highway.
I know
what it's a highway not a county means. Road.
I understand. I didn't say it was grab. Okay.
I'm not calling it, you know, almost an interstate highway.
Go on with your story, Jeffrey. Okay, I apologize that I interrupted.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I was wrong.
Oh, I don't know what to do with that. That's never happened. So he was in the middle of Highway 316 while intoxicated. Burke, who had three prior DUI convictions and multiple license suspensions and revocations.
You know he went by Burke, by the way. They called him by his last name. His friends called him Burke.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. He admitted to deputies that he had maybe a little too much to drink that night. Mm. When approached by Deputy Richard Jensik of the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Burke slurred his words and initially claimed that he had a couple of drinks. Upon further questioning, he conceded, "I'm not going to lie to you. I've had..." Actually, I'm going to read it how I think he said it.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
I love this.
"I'm not going to lie to you. I have had maybe a little too much to drink tonight."
That's pretty good. That's pretty spot on.
Burke attempted to perform field sobriety exercises, but ultimately declined, stating, "There's no sense in it because I've been drinking."
At least he's honest.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. "Because I've been drinking." He then told the deputy, "No, sir, just take me to jail." Now, I haven't read further on this one yet, but I'm thinking, who asked to just go to jail? I wonder if he has like a girlfriend or a wife at home and he just doesn't want to go back home. And he's like, "You know what? Let's go to jail."
Maybe he was hungry.
Yeah, could be that.
And he's like, "I don't have any money, but I know they give bologna sandwiches in there."
Maybe. Let's see. When was this? In August of 2020. I bet it was hot in Florida, right?
Yeah.
If it's really hot in Florida, maybe the air conditioning didn't work.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes jail's better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put that on a t-shirt. Sometimes jail is better.
Driving a lawnmower on the highway with 50, it had a 55 mile per hour speed limit. Is both dangerous and illegal, especially when under the influence. Burke was arrested and charged with DUI, refusing to submit to the DUI test after license suspension and driving while license suspended. That sounded weird.
Yeah.
Refusing to submit to a DUI test after license suspension. That's a charge. And then driving while license suspended, third or subsequent offense. Okay. So those are two different charges there. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
This incident serves as a reminder that in Florida, even lawnmowers aren't exempt from DUI laws.
See, I really always thought that if you had a DUI, you could ride a lawnmower.
Maybe it's just in Florida.
Maybe. I mean, that there, people push that rule a lot more.
Well, I mean, it's Oklahoma. People push that with vehicles. That's true. I mean,
I thought like little scooters and lawnmowers. And I only say that because like growing up, my dad had multiple friends that the only mode of transportation was a little scooter or a lawnmower. My dad made bad choices. Not as bad as the other ones, I guess. That's hilarious, man. Florida's a fucked up place.
Yeah, it's.
I want to know how these two stories and Walt Disney World are in the same state. That's wild to me.
That is kind of crazy. I can understand the Miami Hurricanes. I hate them. So yeah, that was the news of the week this week.
I like it. Let's dig into basketball.
Yeah.
That's what the episode's about, you know?
Yeah.
First of all, our weekly favorite. What is your favorite NBA jersey of all time? Like your favorite
uniform?
Yeah. Not like a person's jersey, but a team's jersey.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's related to the Thunder. But it's not a Thunder jersey.
Okay. I think I know where you're going with this
one. So it's around the 90, I think it was the 96, 97 Sonic jersey that had the, had the Space Needle that was cartoonish colors, but man, I loved that jersey. I was a huge Sonics fan though. When Sean Kemp and Gary Payton and, Detlef Schrempf and all them were there.
Did you see the article I sent you the other day? Because we were talking this, we were talking about throwback jerseys we wanted to get for ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one you asked for was
Sean Kemp.
Right. And I sent you a news article the next morning.
Oh, yes, I did.
Where he was like sentenced to prison.
Right.
Like hurt.
That's not surprising.
He beat up somebody.
I liked him as a basketball player, not as a human.
True. That's fine. Yeah. I get that. Mine is, I think it's like the late 80s, early 90s Nuggets, that like rainbow skyline thing. For some reason, it reminds me of Legos for something, like the color combination, the way it's blocked off. I just see like Legos when I see it. So I liked it when I was a kid.
That's cool. Yeah.
I liked the way it looked when I was a kid before I knew
I'm trying to who picture they were that or one they were
from or whatever.
I know which one you're talking about, but I'm trying to picture why you would think Legos.
Yeah, I don't know. In my head, I just always associated it with.
So it didn't have like six dots on it?
No, it did not. It didn't look like Lego bricks at all.
Okay.
It's just something in my dumb kid brain
associated
it with like the way Legos.
That makes sense. You know, I don't know. The dumb kid brain thing. Yeah, that makes sense. no, there's other jerseys too. I like the old block letter Celtics.
Mm-hmm. The Celtics, I mean, in general, I mean, they've. There's not been a lot of change in the Celtics jersey, which I like. Like the classic, just the green. Because the one throwback jersey I wanted was Larry Bird.
Yeah, absolutely.
My favorite basketball player of all time is Larry Bird.
Yeah. Typical white guy's guy in basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. And, and like, I don't know if you have you ever heard of some of these like stories about Larry Bird?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, when I was in high school, there was this thing about Chuck Norris going around where it's like 20 little things about Chuck Norris. Do you remember this?
Well, I wasn't in high school.
I understand you were in high school. You were a grown man with bills and shit. But it was like stupid little things. Like every night before going to bed, the boogeyman checks under his bed for Chuck Norris. Like how fucking badass Chuck Norris was, right?
Exactly.
Larry Bird has things like that, and they're all real.
Right. Yeah.
They're all real things. Yeah. Like there's a story about how he went into like a 3-point contest locker room.
Yes.
And like just looked at everybody and was like, which one of you motherfuckers are coming in second? One walked out and one still wearing his warm-up jacket. Like just left it on. Fuck it. I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to drain him anyway. I've heard that he was injured and as he was laid up, he would order a wedding cake every day. Like he would call this bakery and order a wedding cake.
Yep.
Which was obviously more expensive and all this. I was like, well, why do you want a wedding cake? Like no one's going to mess up a wedding cake. So like he was just getting these and eating them himself. Yeah. Like he was just eating wedding cakes every day. And that's the kind of shit I can get behind.
Yeah. The birthday cake one. I love that one just because like it's the best way to get a cake. It's going to be the best cake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's awesome. But and there's a lot of like a really funny stories about Larry Bird. I love Larry Bird. Anyway, there's the iconic ones too, right? Like any Bulls jersey that
right. I mean, whether Jordan it's 45 wore, or 23, right. And I mean, 45. That sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand the behind the you know the part behind it on why, especially. You know, younger people now are like, oh, that's really cool. Anybody from that time, I believe, and I wasn't even a Bulls fan. I was a Sonics fan. I still understood who Jordan was.
Sure.
I wasn't an idiot. But to see him walk out in a 45 jersey.
It was strange. Man.
Garbage.
Yeah.
So when I see somebody wearing like a Jordan 45, it bothers me because I'm like, is that what? That wasn't Jordan. He switched back to the 23 because he sucked in the 45. So why would you care? Why would you wear the 45 jersey? It's just dumb.
I want a black Bulls Rodman jersey. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're just going to talk about jerseys we want. That's the podcast.
Yeah, is sure. Why not? Jerseys we want. Yeah. I mean, like going to like the Thunder, actually, going back to Seattle, I wouldn't mind a KD, Kevin Durant, even though he can burn in hell. But
you're so upset about it still.
But to have that one, I think that'd be pretty cool. Because, I mean, I used to actually go to the games and watch him.
Yeah.
But to see that one in a Sonics jersey would be pretty cool. But, yeah, even, you know, Thunder jersey, I would, you know, in case anybody's listening, you know, SGA autograph Thunder jersey would be my favorite jersey.
Did Durant play for them when they were in Seattle still?
I'm not sure if he even played. I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he played one season.
I didn't know when that'll happen. I know it was like close.
Yeah, I think he played one season in Seattle. I don't think he got drafted and they moved. I think he played one season in Seattle and then they came to Oklahoma City.
We could look that up. We're not going to, because that's the kind of podcast we run. But
right, okay. Yeah. I mean, this isn't fact based.
No, this is podcast opinions. If you haven't guessed by now, it's all about opinions.
Right. I mean, guys, if I'm wrong on a fact or anything, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you can email our corrections department, and we'll probably throw it in the trash.
Right. I mean,
I'll be the one that read them. So
yeah, the corrections department is FU at.
You know what you can do? Let us know on Instagram what your favorite jersey is.
Yeah.
What your favorite team jersey is.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear from you. We're getting no engagement on social media because I don't know how to do it. I mean, I literally know how to like press the button to post things. I don't know how to get people to look at it.
Well, I haven't even looked at it, so that didn't help at all.
We're not good at this. So if anyone listening to this knows how to run a social media site, we will not be able to pay you.
No.
But we would appreciate it. And anyway, moving on.
Yeah, okay. Again, we can move on. It's fine. I was done. Fine.
Was there anything else about jerseys you want to talk about?
I like the new Thunder one, the newer Thunder ones, but that's fine.
Okay. I didn't know how different they were than the last one.
I was just kidding.
Okay. Actually, I do have one more thing to say about jerseys. People love the Lakers jerseys.
I hate the Lakers, so they can suck my balls.
Okay.
Hate the Lakers.
See, like this is what I said. You're going to have a lot more heated opinions, like just deep down opinions.
I know garbage teams. It's fine.
And than I do. I just don't have. I also don't understand the whole appeal. It's not that they look bad or anything, but they're just gold, right?
Gold and purple. And
yeah, I don't get it.
I think it would be better if it was purple and gold. You know, more purple, less gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would also be better if it just didn't say Lakers.
Well, you know all those lakes in Los Angeles. Where'd they come from? Somewhere probably like Wisconsin or something like that.
Minneapolis, I believe.
Oh, it was Minneapolis? That makes sense.
I think so.
Yeah. Is Minnesota the land of lakes? That would make sense. Am I just learning something that other people have known forever?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. If we're wrong, then I don't care.
I don't give a shit. They also make butter there. I
fucking hate the Lakers. Lakes.
It probably actually is there. No, I was trying to make a joke, but it probably is where it comes from.
This is how much I hate the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
This is part of
their jerseys because their jerseys sucked for years.
Okay.
I can go through all the years that they sucked, but they buy
it. Also been they're like the good Yankees. A lot of times. Also,
they're like the Yankees. They buy these teams and they buy and buy and buy.
Yeah.
They won in 2020, which doesn't count. It was COVID and nobody gave a shit. They hadn't won in 10 years, 2010.
I think championships in 2020 count.
No, they don't.
Go on.
They don't. But the Lakers, I mean, outside of the 80s, they're garbage. They've won, and I'm actually looking at it because I did look this up because I...
That goes against the whole spirit of the podcast,
man. I understand, but I wanted to make sure I got something right.
Okay.
Number one, I forgot they won in 2020 because nobody actually paid attention in 2020 because that was the season that didn't exist. I mean,
weren't they in like a bubble?
Yeah, they were in the bubble. And like most of the players weren't there.
Yeah.
So like legitimately, it didn't count. Maybe other sports it did, but I mean, not even all their players were there. Who gives a shit? So 2020 didn't count in basketball. So they haven't won a championship since 2010, which is funny because, you know, they have the quote unquote greatest player in the planet. Uh-huh. And they haven't done shit with
him. That's a little preview for our next topic, by the way. Go on.
And we could roll right into that mother. But yeah, Lakers, they can lick my balls.
That is aggressive. That's so aggressive.
I was a Celtics fan growing up with, you know, so that was Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish. That was my team. I was born in, you know, Boston, Massachusetts, and so the Lakers suck
it. It's in you. I get it. I'm not mad at you for it. So that, like I said, that does kind of go into the next thing I want to talk about that everyone gets real angry about, and this is, I do have a pretty vocal opinion on this, the greatest of all time debate.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's a debate and it's not. And in that debate, people say that it is who? LeBron James, most of the time now. Most
It depends on your age.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Most people like my age or younger will say it's LeBron James. And that is incredibly wrong.
Yeah. I don't think this is an opinion. I mean, this is a fact. LeBron James couldn't hold a candle to Michael Jordan. I mean, not even close. And people talk about, oh, he scored more points. It took him longer to score those points.
He's been playing for 32 years.
He's a better rebounder. Who gives a shit? And the thing is, like, they always talk about his rebounding and how good he is at rebounding. He gets one more rebound a game. It's not like he's like 15 rebounds a game. He gets one more rebound on average than Jordan did. So fuck it.
How many times did he win 3 championships in a row?
None.
But so it wasn't more than 2?
No, I don't believe so.
Then go fuck yourself.
Yeah, because he only has 4 championships.
I understand. That was the, I knew.
I mean,
that.
He doesn't.
Even, I knew that going in.
So he's been there 7 more years than Jordan.
Yep.
And he still has less championships.
Even if you take.
And he played for the fucking Lakers, who will put anybody around you. And he played. How many superstar teams has he been around? And he has 4 championships. Go fuck off.
How many?
Somebody telling me that.
How many defensive players of the year awards does he have? The answer is none. He has none.
He's been on 6 all defensive teams.
Defensive player of the year.
I don't think he has any.
He does not have any.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Nope. Michael Jordan has 1.
Right? So.
No, to me, there are 2 factors to me, right? And I know there's a lot of other parts of this, of the game that someone who watches it regularly and has for their whole life, like you'll be able to pick that apart, right? But for me, the casual NBA viewer, there are 2 major things that make Michael Jordan far and above LeBron James, and that is winning 3 championships back-to-back twice.
Yeah,
he did that absolutely. 2 different times. And those 2
and
years...
And they were within 8 years.
Yes, and the 2 years that he did not win were years that he did not play a full season.
Right, yeah.
So, there's a really... I mean, there's a solid argument you could have...
Took 2 years off, came back, and won 3 in a row.
But there's a solid argument here that if he had not taken those 2 years off,
there's absolutely.
A real good chance he would have won those 2 years also.
I couldn't imagine a time that he wouldn't, unless something happened to where they didn't keep players and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, he leaves and Scottie Pippen gets the role.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that probably helps Pippen. He got a little more money too.
Yeah.
Because he was the role, he was the guy at the time. And so, I mean, maybe Pippen doesn't stay.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know that aspect, but let's say the team stuck together, way.
There's no way.
And everything kind of just happened the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could easily have 8 in a row.
In a row, which is crazy.
Yeah. I think he would.
I do too. The other thing to me is, and this isn't necessarily about his basketball ability, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say that this doesn't count, and I think it does, because even when we talk about the best quarterback of all time, it's not just stats, right? When we talk about Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes, which that episode's coming, everybody, and we might actually get in a fist fight about it. But when we talk about...
I think we'll be just fine with that one.
When we talk about things like that, it's not just how many touchdowns they have, right? Or even how many...
Right.
I mean, the Super Bowl is obviously a huge deal, but even that, it is what they do...
global. The intangibles. For the league and for the
right.
Yeah. No,
so
I get that.
Michael Jordan was
Michael fucking Jordan,
the biggest athlete of
basketball.
All time.
Wasn't basketball. I mean, you had Bird and Magic.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Bird and Magic, that duo was awesome.
Yeah.
But the only time people watched was the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan came along. And people watched every fucking game.
Yeah, because you never know what the guy's going to do. But the movies, the commercials.
Yeah, everything.
The star power that this guy
Nike.
Had. Yeah, he created his own shoe brand eventually. Yeah. It's unbelievable what this guy did on a global scale.
Yeah.
There is no competition for that.
No, I mean, they went and played in China. I remember they went and played in China. And I think this was on the documentary, the Last Dance, and they went and played in China, and like it blew them away because they didn't realize they were going to be that big,
right?
In a different country. So it's funny that they go to other countries without Jordan. Nobody knows that. And here's the other side of that, and what you're talking about, and I imagine what you're getting to. So I may just finish it for
you're
you.
Fine.
So But Jordan, he came in and built the NBA. He built it to where LeBron James can have a shoe. Mm-hmm. He built it to where LeBron James, before, you know, he gets comes out of high school and he has a contract. That wasn't because of, you know, LeBron James. That was right. because of Michael Jordan, because yeah. people are watching this product. So LeBron James comes in, he signs a contract and everything. He has a shoe because of Michael Jordan. He has people watching him because of Michael Jordan. Yeah. He has people buying tickets because of Michael Jordan. Sure, he's a great athlete. He is a great basketball player. I'm not going to say that, you know, LeBron James isn't a great basketball player.
Oh, no, that's not.
He 100% is.
Right.
But
he's
Michael
a freak
Jordan
of nature. I mean, honestly.
Came into a product that was low, built it up. Mm-hmm. What's LeBron James doing? Is it going to be bigger because of him?
No.
No. I mean, it's going to be the same. You're going to have, you know, the SGAs of the world. You're going to have, you know, these players that are building up right now and coming in, and they're going to be maybe not necessarily as good or as hyped. And I think that was a whole lot of LeBron James was the hype that ESPN yeah. gave him.
Yeah, he was on magazine covers when he was still in high school.
Yeah. And I mean, you look at like ESPN at that time when he was coming in, they always push somebody. I mean, they had a lot of busts and stuff like that, but I mean, they always were pushing somebody yeah. young because they were trying to find the next X, Y, or Z.
And honestly, it drives me nuts. Like his whole, when he left Cleveland the first time and like the decision.
Oh yeah. That was stupid.
Like get the fuck over yourself, dude. He coined his own nickname, King James. And that to me, I mean,
well, when he said he was the best ever, I mean, that Michael Jordan has never said that I know of.
I bet he does. He may not say it publicly, but I bet.
I mean, in a microphone.
Yeah.
Like in a microphone with people around. LeBron James has.
Oh, he did way too early.
Yes. And like you said, when you coin yourself, you know, King James.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
Have you ever seen anybody get in a fist fight over LeBron's new shoes coming out?
No.
No, I have multiple times seen people fist fight over Jordans.
I doubt there's, you know, a lot of counterfeit LeBron James to the extent that there's counterfeit Michael Jordans.
And don't get me wrong, like like you said earlier, it's not that we're like, this guy fucking blows, you should get out of here.
No, I really do think LeBron James is an amazing talent.
Yeah, and he has had an impressive career.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to say that
you're better. Four championships, that's really good.
Yeah, it is. To say that you're better than Michael Jordan is insane.
Yeah, that's bonkers.
And to me, the fact that people only narrow it down to those two people anyway.
Yeah.
Is pretty crazy.
Now, I don't disagree with that.
Now, the part, like that second part I brought up of the making the game a bigger platform, mm-hmm. or like, you know, this global scale thing, yeah. like that's not been done. So it's hard to argue yeah. with anyone else, but look up what Bill Russell did in his
Bill
career.
Russell,
if you never
yeah.
have.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, so the argument against them is that, so the NBA at that time did not pay very well at all.
Right.
So the people that were, you know, athletic and, you know, could probably play in the NBA weren't.
Exactly. And
so you didn't have the best competition.
You'll never really know.
Yeah.
But they deserve a place in this argument. And like if you had to run down a top, I'm not asking like on the spot to do a top 10 players all the time, but like, I mean, you're going to have obviously like Jordan, LeBron are going to be 1 and 2.
No, they're not.
You don't think so? You don't think LeBron is number two?
Nope.
Oh, see, I think he's number two probably.
I think Kobe Bryant's number two.
I don't know if Kobe Bryant's
LeBron James, or that was horrible. Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant are the same person.
I know what you're saying by that. And Kobe had he won 3 in a row, and that's
and
amazing.
Here's why he's better.
Okay, go on.
He was the first one to come out of high school. He was the pioneer of that. He did it, and he did it well.
Yeah.
He came out, he won championships, and he won them with Shaq and without Shaq. Mm-hmm. He was, over the length of his career, I think he did more for the game, inside and outside of the game. I also think that he was just a better player. I think he, in the basketball skill wise,
sure.
LeBron James, I don't think is basketball skilled.
If you're talking at peak career.
Yeah.
That's right. And this is, I do know a little bit, like this is a time where like I can speak a little bit. His peak in the NBA, I do believe, was better than LeBron's peak for sure.
Yeah.
The thing that does give LeBron James, if my uncle listens to this, by the way, he's going to be so upset.
Come at me, bro.
I'm going to his house this weekend. He may not let me in.
Come at me.
Genuinely. He loves LeBron James and will art. I wish we could have had him on this podcast because he would have been screaming at us right now. The length of his career, I think how good he's been for how long.
Yeah.
I do think puts him in number two.
I really do.
Do you think Shaq makes a top 10 if you're taking a top 10 list? Does Shaq make a top 10? I think people forget like how good he.
No, I don't forget
really how good was
because I watched. I remember him like Orlando Magic with Penny Hardaway.
Oh, Shaq Magic jersey would be fucking cool. Going back to
that Jersey, is that actually would actually a Penny Hardaway.
Yeah,
I like me some Penny.
Where
Hardaway.
Where do you put Tim Duncan?
So Tim Duncan and Shaq are like I think neck and neck. And I put them by position like that too, though.
Tim Duncan was a phenomenal player. But he was boring, right? Like it was like fundamental basketball. It wasn't flashy.
Right. I mean, my thing with Tim Duncan is like he knocked the Thunder out of the playoffs. I don't know how many times. So
that means you're saying he's good or that means you're mad?
Yes. Both. Okay. No, I like Tim Duncan. Like he was a very generous person. He was very, you know, he always gave it up for the other team. Like you said, he was boring, but on the court, he was also pretty ferocious. I mean, like he got the ball and it was probably going in. But I mean, it's so weird because you had the Admiral right before Tim Duncan. So you had David Robinson teaching Duncan what to do. And it was, just back to back like that. It sucked for the West.
Yeah.
And you know, you look back at like Jordan's era. And how many great players were in that era?
Mm-hmm.
You had, you know, Patrick Ewing. You had Reggie Miller, Charles Barkley. You had, and I mean, Bird was, you know, on his later years, but he was there.
He was still there, yeah.
Because I don't even put really Kobe in Michael Jordan's era. So Michael Jordan's era was, you know.
Kobe came in at the end of his reign, right?
Right.
Was he still... I can't remember when
Play against each other when he was on the Bulls.
I didn't know didn't know how late it came in. I can't remember when he came in. Yeah.
He came in 98, I think.
Okay, so right at
the end. Yeah, right at the end. And then they played a couple of times, you know, when he played for the Wizards that we don't count. actually, I think Michael Jordan in a Wizards uniform, that may actually be a good jersey.
I can do it.
Well, I mean, that would be a framed jersey type thing.
That would be one like, where if you would I already have
all,
had...
You would have all, like you would get the North Carolina Jordan, you would get the 23,
and
the 45,
gotcha,
and then the 23 again. And then, and you do like montage thing. Yeah.
If I had a closet full of jerseys, then right. Yeah. But there's so many other ones out there.
But when he played for the Wizards, I mean, that team was horrible. And to get them, I think they were first round playoff. I mean, they went out of the first round of the playoffs. But I mean, he got him to the freaking playoffs of a team that like won like 16 games.
I did something that we're not supposed to do. You know, fuck it. Sometimes I look shit up.
I saw you typing.
Fuck off. Sometimes I look things up. His stats on the Wizards, he was still the 2001-2002 season.
Mm-hmm.
He averaged almost 23 points a game.
Yeah.
So like, it's not like he was bad.
Right.
He was older, a little bit slower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he was still put 23 points a game on average for his whole season. That's pretty good.
I mean, in 15 years, he averaged 30 points a game. Right around there. I'm pretty sure it was right at 30. LeBron James, I know, is lower than that. I think he's like 26, 27, something like that.
Well, again, that's what happens when you play for 32 years.
Right.
It's hard to stay. That average goes down a little bit.
Right. But still, it's seven more years.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't understand why people can't. And I think a lot of it, you know, with the whole Jordan LeBron thing, like people that didn't see Jordan play are usually the ones that are like, no, LeBron's better. I don't understand your uncle because he saw Jordan play. Here's something
even crazier. Okay. He's from right by Chicago.
That is he's so close to Chicago. It just so much and like he wants to go like against the grain?
I think so, because if you ask, like, his favorite player growing up was Charles Barkley. He was that close to Chicago and he liked Charles Barkley better.
That's nuts.
That's what I try to tell him.
Come on, bro. He's going to be so mad
that I'm talking about this.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's
cool. I'm going to buy him a 45 jersey. But no, I just, people that didn't watch Jordan, and not just highlights, Jordan took over games. And I mean, they don't show that in the highlights. Like the Bulls, it wasn't like 30 point, you know, wins every night. Like because the competition, I think, yeah, was better at the time. But now that's the perception. The foul calls were different.
I was going to say, it was more aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people, like, you're getting the shit kicked out of you sometimes.
You can actually watch the all the highlights on that and see just what Jordan actually did. I mean, he'd go into three people and get hacked on by all three people, and there was no whistle, and he wasn't expecting a whistle.
No.
That's a whole other thing, is like when people expect whistles or flop.
Yeah, we talk about that a
lot, too. That's garbage. LaFlop. Yeah, when, you know, I was watching.
There's a rule now for that, right? Where you can't.
It's like, the LeBron rule.
Oh, yeah. Other great players have never had bullshit rules called about them.
Not for like flops.
Mm-hmm. No, we'll talk about the Tuck rule another episode, but yeah.
But that's a whole different thing. He didn't make the call. It's not like he did anything to make that call on that one. Okay. LeBron is sitting there falling, acting like he's got hit and like they whiffed on him. That's a whole different thing. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think the Tucker rule was stupid. Mm-hmm. It was the rule, though.
Uh-huh.
But when a player doesn't get touched and they flop down, and now you're watching, I just saw a video a couple of days ago on this little kid playing AAU basketball. They're probably 10, 11 years old. Yeah. And all of a sudden, a ball inbound pass, and he flops. And then, of course, you know, referees and that, you know, they're not the, I'm not going to say brightest, because they're good, but I mean, they're not going to see everything. Right. Yeah. And he thought he got pushed, and he called a foul on him. And the kid jumps up, clapping his hands. I'm like, oh my gosh. So that's what's being taught.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, and that, I mean, that should be coaching too. I mean, they should coach against that shit.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, as a coach that has, you can only coach so much before. I mean, the kids see stuff on TV. They're going to try stuff.
That's true. Yeah.
And you can even tell the kid, don't do that again. And he's going to come to you and say, he pushed me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I get that, I guess.
So, I mean, yeah, it's still a lot of what they see on TV. You look, you know, my youngest plays soccer, and you know how many like kids that are 10 years older are sitting there like holding their legs after something. And
the amount of bullshit injuries.
It's ridiculous.
I can't watch. Like, listen, we're never going to do an episode on soccer. Because
we're going to do World Cup.
Nope. We won't. That will be you'll be a you by yourself. The amount in which I hate soccer is ridiculous.
Like, I don't mind it.
I hate it so
much. I actually used to be that way. My younger son started playing more and more, and then, you know, I wanted him to watch it just to get better, and I started watching it with him, and it's not bad. It's not great.
I went to a Sporting KC game one time, and like when they were good.
Yeah.
And the whole game was just people laying on the ground.
It drives you insane.
At the end, they just added a made up number of minutes.
It's not made up.
Bullshit. It is. It is just whatever.
They have a clock.
It is the discretion of the officials.
So once they go down and the ball stops, that's basically like a stopwatch type thing, and they can only go up to a certain amount. I think it's 6 minutes or something like that. They don't get any more than 5 or 6 minutes.
It's a bullshit game.
I don't disagree.
I understand that's like the most popular sport in the entire world.
It is. Like,
I hate it.
Hope we can get a sponsor now.
No, not with soccer. Go fuck yourself. I'll keep your money. I don't want it.
hey. He does not mean that. If there's any soccer club that would like to sponsor us.
It'd be a weird turn for most soccer teams, but
we will do two episodes.
My son has a favorite soccer player and he's never once watched soccer, but because of whatever YouTube videos and TikTok shit, he loves Ronaldo.
Well, it's also probably kids at school.
Yeah.
That's where my kid got it from, even though he watches that stuff.
There's this whole
Messi versus Ronaldo.
And you like they play soccer. That's all he knows. He doesn't know anything about it, but he wants a Ronaldo jersey. Yeah.
My son has a Messi jersey.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty cool. But he,
it's the pink and black one too. I really dig it. Actually,
I like pink and black. I think it's cool. I'll probably get up getting him the jersey, but it's so funny that he has this favorite soccer player.
I know, right?
And has no idea. And he likes to play soccer. He likes to kick the ball around. And I'm sure like I'm going to put him in soccer to play.
But like, ask him one baseball player's name.
What if? I know he doesn't even know. I got him. I got him a Bobby Witt Jr. jersey last year to go to the game. He doesn't even know. Now it does make me proud of how much he loves Mahomes. And he plays T-ball this year. And the number he picked was 15 because he wanted to be like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I like
Jackson usually picked 12. Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. for Aaron Rodgers.
That's not even funny.
But here's what's going to happen. Dawson is going to love soccer his whole life. And he's going to like, that's what he's going to play. That's going to be the sport that he plays is soccer. So I'm going to end up having, because I said all this that I've said in this podcast, I'm going to have to watch soccer the rest of my life.
And he'll be good and like make it to the MLS. That's all you're going to do.
I'm going
to
be proud of him.
And as he lays on the ground, like rolling around because his leg hurts, you're going to be like, that's okay, buddy. He's not hurt. Just remember that. He's not hurt.
It's going to make me so sad if he likes soccer.
He will 100% do it.
It'll make me so sad.
They all do. My son tried it once. It was by us, though.
Is there anyone that we've left out of that the GOAT debate?
Oh, I think there's probably tons. I mean, you talk about like I thought you meant the top 10. I'm sorry. You said about the top 10.
Yeah. I mean, the top 10, you can argue all day, but I mean, like legitimately has a little bit of a hat in the ring for,
you know,
the GOAT conversation.
I think you have to look at eras.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. Like you can, and I think it goes to football too and stuff like that. Cause I think there's GOATs from, you know, the Montana era. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even sure if it, I think it may be Jerry Rice, not Montana, but that's beside the point. But I think, you know, different eras have different people because the game is different.
Sure.
I mean, you look at like the offensive explosion of NFL. Mm-hmm. Like it was a defensive game and then you'd have good offense. And that's where, you know, Joe Montana became, you know, such a prolific player and Dan Marino with him, you know, because of the offensive explosion they had. But it was still based on defense. You know, football at that time was still based on defense and a running game. And where it switched to passing and, the West Coast offense came in, which was, you know, the 49ers. Mm-hmm. But when it came into, you know, all of that and the game changed. You have the same thing in basketball. I mean, the rules change. I mean, hand checking, that's a whole different thing, to where fouls are called more now. And as we're talking about like the Thunder coming into, you know, this thing, we have SGA is being called the foul merchant, which is hilarious to me. Because if anybody knows anything about basketball, then you drive to the basket to get fouls. That's the whole point of it. Mm-hmm. For the last 5 years, he like way supersedes anybody driving to the basket. And for most of those people, he still has less free throws per game.
Really?
So they can kiss my ass on that one. It's just, and truthfully, that came from two people, one person at ESPN and then one person, I think his work Fox Sports or whatever. And it just became this thing. And, you know, you have these high profile people that probably don't like the Thunder because they're not, you know, big market. Yeah. So they try to put them down, you know, try to get reasons why you shouldn't like them and stuff like that. And that's where it came from.
Like Joe Buck is with the Kansas City Royals.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck Joe Buck.
Yeah. Fuck Joe Buck. I don't even know what he said. But he's I'll always, go with
he
you.
He always bitches about the Royals every time he's on.
Actually, I like Joe Buck.
Well,
screw you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm literally just kidding.
The city hated him so bad that during the World Series, they pulled the plug on their broadcast. Fans got tired of him talking shit, and they went and pulled the... Like, do you remember when the World Series went down for a while? It's because fans literally went outside and pulled the plug on
That's freaking like, awesome.
Fuck I like that it. Guy.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean... So it's hard to say, you know, the best players because you have so many different eras of basketball.
Sure.
But I think, you know, I think you may have like three or four people that can be in the GOAT conversation. And maybe they're just, you know, the GOATs. Yeah. Maybe it's the Mount Rushmore and that's them.
It's hard to.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, aside from Jordan, it's going to be hard to say
right.
like anyone else can have it. But
even the Jordan LeBron, you know, conversation. Maybe in some, you know, world, those two are this, you know, the GOATs.
Yeah.
Because it was a different game. Do you think, I don't think LeBron, you know, averages 20 points a game in Jordan's era. But I don't know how Jordan does in this era.
Right. It's a different way to play the game.
Because he's probably fouled out of most games.
No, what do you think?
Because he was defensive, and a lot of his defense was hand checking and, you know, getting the ball. He's probably called for a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that takes his defense down, which defense leads to offense, which was a lot of his points. So, I mean.
Now, what do you think of the, I don't know if you call it leadership or example that he set for other players kind of thing. Especially during that documentary that you mentioned earlier about Jordan, is that I know Kobe Bryant was like this too. Is like, I'm going to work this hard.
Right. So you're going to work this hard or else to be the best I can be.
And you're going to either, you're going to jump on board. You're going to get out of my way.
I think that's what, you know, especially championship level, you know, leaders do.
But do you, I genuinely don't know.
Is LeBron the kind of person
that elevates other people around
him? I think that's why he has four championships.
Well, I was going to ask. That was kind of the point I was getting to. It is a loaded thing.
I don't have this stat in front of me, but I couldn't imagine. I wonder how many games per season Jordan played versus LeBron. And I think a lot of that goes down to, number one, he's not ready for games a lot of times. I don't think he is, I don't think he works out and like Jordan did. Jordan, I mean, he took maybe a month off after winning a championship. And then after that, he would come in and like he was ready for another championship.
Yeah.
And he worked his ass off. I don't think LeBron James does that. I think LeBron James likes the celebrity status. Jordan didn't give a shit about the celebrity status because at that time that wasn't a celebrity status. I mean, yeah, he was a celebrity, but like he played basketball and that was it. And he did commercials.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, it's different now.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you have LeBron James. I don't know this to be a fact. You know, we don't deal with facts.
Sure.
I bet he's on some rap album or something like that, or some, you know, he's done some show or something. He's been in something because, you know, that's a celebrity status. Jordan, could you imagine Jordan going to a studio to, you know, work on a rap album or during, you know, while he was playing? And I'm not talking about after he's retired or anything, but like during his, no, I think LeBron James definitely, took over that celebrity status differently than Jordan did.
Now, what do you think about the people? I know there's some people that say that, Jordan won because he had this group of people around him. And LeBron, aside from when he was in Miami, I guess, I mean, because it wasn't like he was playing with nobody, hasn't had.
Outside of his first 4 years in Cleveland or five or whatever it was, three or four, I can't remember now. He's gone to basically handpick who he's played with. So I don't look at that at all. Jordan didn't get to handpick.
I'm pretty sure he had a say so about Dennis Rodman coming.
I don't know, man.
You don't think so?
I don't remember on the, they may have talked about that on The Last Dance.
I don't remember either. I could just imagine, I don't want to.
I think that was more.
Do I want to play against him or do I want him on my side?
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think that was more of a coach GM decision of like, what do we need? And we need defense and, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Jordan, But it was a different time. Players didn't have that pull. If Jordan played now, and Jordan, you know, was the age Jordan was back then, now, and he could do that, he might. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what kind of mentality he had, but that wasn't the game back then. The game wasn't like putting together these superstar teams. Because truthfully, I think if that was the case, it would have been, you know, Barkley, Jordan. I was about to say.
It would have just been the dream team, right? I mean, the Olympic team.
Yeah, probably, actually. Yeah, it probably would have. You know, I don't know who would have been his. Because I was going to say Magic Johnson, but he was kind of going out at that time. But it probably would have been, you know, who knows who was his point guard at the time. But I guarantee Reggie Miller would have been on that team. I know. It would have been Stockton. Stockton, Malone probably would have been on that team. Charles Barkley. They would have just fought for minutes. it would have been because that's what would have happened. Because Jordan wouldn't like he. And think about, like, I was thinking of so many players right there, but they all played the same positions. Like, you have Patrick Ewing, you know, Charles Barkley. And
they can't all be on the same team, yeah.
So.
Just real quick, this isn't something that we talked about beforehand, but, like, who do you think had the best, you know, they call it, like, the big three? Like, who do you think the best version of that was? I don't even have an
opinion. I think the Celtics. I think when the Celtics had Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce and Ray Allen. I think that was the best
because they were
complementary to each other.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I will say that LeBron James with Bosh and Wade.
Dwayne Wade, yeah.
It's a great team, but they didn't win. They won two championships.
I don't remember. I think so.
One or two. But they lost to the Mavs. I mean, dude, you think, here's another thing. You put Jordan in LeBron's spot right there. You think he's losing a championship with Dwayne Wade and Bosh?
Nope.
So, I mean, you can just look at that and be like, 100%.
Be sure to leave your opinions on that on Instagram. Come for us in the comments.
And I'm really not a LeBron hater. I think LeBron is a great.
It sure does sound.
It does. I actually like LeBron. I think LeBron for basketball itself has been good. I think the whole flopping thing in the last half of his career has been kind of ridiculous.
I think it's kind of cool that he got to play basketball on a professional level with his son.
That is actually really cool.
That's pretty awesome.
And I hope his son does really well.
Yeah.
I think his son, like, for, you know, him being, you know, born into that family of, you know, my dad is one of the greatest on earth.
Yeah.
He still worked hard for what he's done.
Like Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I mean, you know, you even go back to that, and they, don't get me wrong, they have, certain ways to get into those places, you know, to get the best training and the best teams and stuff like that. But you still have to work hard and you still have to, you know, you can't just fake it unless you're, you know, you drop in rounds in NFL and they just know. But Bronny, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be a bench player. I don't think he's not a superstar like his dad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's a good player.
LeBron James, regardless of whether he's Michael Jordan, he is still a generational talent.
Absolutely.
So to have those in one family is going to be pretty tough. They're not the Mannings.
Yes. Well, I mean, even the Mannings.
Uh-huh.
Who was better than Peyton Manning? I guess Eli did win more championships.
They both have two.
Oh, yeah, they did. I forgot. I forgot Peyton did win one at the Colts finally.
Yeah. I just think Eli is just one of the best quarterbacks that's ever lived.
Okay, this is how we end the podcast because I'm about to punch him.
Do you remember in the beginning of this when I said you're my best friend?
Yeah.
Just remember that, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, let's get on onto like more current basketball events.
Sure.
As we said before, and I'm sure most anybody that's listening to this probably already knows it, but the Thunder are playing right now.
Yes. I'm about to check the score here in a moment.
Yeah. Give a live update to our
clamoring fans. We are going to do a live update on it.
So you've lived in Oklahoma long enough. Like, you were here when they moved here. Were you a fan right away?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the update? Give us the update.
Okay, wait. Hold on, though. Okay, because remember, I was a Sonics fan.
Right. So you followed
them. So I followed the Sonics already. I was ecstatic when they came here. But I was also a Hornets fan because when Katrina hit and New Orleans had to come here, I had season tickets to that. So remember, Oklahoma City named CP3. Just remember that, folks. So when Chris Paul came here, you know, we named him basically, which was awesome. And love Chris Paul. We'll always love Chris Paul. He did so much for the community, even though he didn't have to because he was here temporarily.
Right.
But like he really loved the community and we loved him.
That's cool, man.
And, you know, when the Hornets left, it, you know, but it showed that we sold out just about every game. I said, well, okay, this one I can actually say we. Never mind. I was about to say we like I was there, but I was.
You were a part of it.
Well, a lot of people say like we to a team, you know, like, you know, we won the game.
I do that a lot. I'm bad about that.
Yeah, I am too. And I just realized I was talking about the fans and I'm one.
So. You are one. Yeah.
So when we were looking to get a team, and really Oklahoma City thought we were going to get an expansion team. That's really what we thought was going to happen, was there be expansion. And then all of a sudden, you know, the news was, hey, if this bill doesn't pass or this tax doesn't pass in Seattle, they're probably not going to have a team next year. We're like, ooh. So we start, you know, reading Seattle news.
Sure.
All of a sudden, you know, Tacoma, you know, news.com becomes a thing in Oklahoma. And when that didn't pass and Key Arena wasn't going to be updated, I mean, there's no way the Sonics were going to stay there. And that was because of the, you know, okay. I'm a Sonics fan. I've always said that. But it was really Seattle fans that screwed them over because there was a, you know, there was a vote for a tax. And it tanked. It wasn't like it was close.
Yep.
It tanked.
A current thing like that is going on in Kansas City right now about
both
and teams.
And I'll tell you what.
Missouri is going to probably lose both teams.
Yeah. And which is crazy. And because
I mean, they're not leaving the area. They're still going to be.
Well, but it'll still hurt their revenue.
Because for sure.
Because they won't be in Missouri.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're going to go to the Kansas.
Yeah. Thing, so if they're in Kansas now, all the taxes and everything go to Kansas. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy. But for Seattle to not vote Key Arena updates, Key Arena was garbage.
Was it?
And you could see it on camera. I mean, it was bad. Was shitty. Oh, yeah. It was horrible. And when they were like, nope, we're not going to do a new one, you know, because we don't, you know, we're not going to. They told them what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then they're surprised when they leave and they're pissed off at Oklahoma, you know, people from Oklahoma, which really kind of pissed me off because I was a Seattle fan to begin with. And like, they're like, oh, you Oklahoma City fans suck. Well, screw you. You were the ones that voted it down. I mean, if you want to keep your team, then you vote that in. We've done a vote. We're building a new stadium now.
Yeah.
And it's not even really for the Thunder, but we know the Thunder is going to play there and it's going to bring in more things because we understand how economics work.
Sure.
But that's a whole different thing. The bigger the arena, the bigger things can happen, the more revenue comes in for areas, states, stuff like that. When you can bring Taylor Swift here instead of, you know, only the 1990s bands because you have a bigger arena, that helps.
Yeah.
So, you know,
fingers crossed that Taylor Swift comes here soon. I know you're getting really anxious.
Yes.
I know you're upset that you missed the Eras tour.
I am, man. Is it over?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
we're in that era now.
we're in the post-era era. But no.
I wonder if that's why I'm not a bigger basketball fan is because there was not a local team. Now, I remember, when was the last time that the Thunder had like a really...
2012.
I remember, yeah, that's about right, yeah. Me and my roommate,
I mean, truthfully, they were good after that, but that was the last time they went to the finals. They were good after that, but they had... they always had an injury. Yeah. And then in 2016, Kevin Durant, you know, betrayed everybody and he became the asshole he is and left.
And by that, you mean he just signed with a new team for more
money? He signed with a team that beat us and came back 3-1 on us because he choked two games. So fuck him.
Okay. But did he...
You want to go here? You want to go here?
Listen, man, all he did was take a better job.
He was going to get the max contract here. We were one game away from the finals and he choked. He missed like three shots right in a row. We were up on him and he missed the shots. And then he leaves. He could have got the max contract. He would have got more money to stay. He had a restaurant here. He had everything here.
You're so upset right now.
He left because he was chasing a championship. He basically jumped on the championship team and fucking lost the next year, which I was very happy about, that little fucker. And that's
upset. Put your shirt back on and calm down.
Oh, man. Tell you what.
Were you one of those that burned jerseys and shit?
I didn't. Huh? And, you know, I do go off like this, but truthfully, if, like, let's say Oklahoma City did a trade or something, you know, and he came back, I wouldn't be. He did a lot for the community. When we had the tornadoes and more and stuff like that, he did an awful lot for the community. So I do go off on him like that. But truthfully, I really don't have much ill will towards KD. It's
maybe
a business.
He just hated something else about the team.
Or someone.
Russell Westbrook.
I don't know. And that's a good point. And
because they had Harden too, right?
Yeah. So it was.
I wish they would have kept him and got rid of Westbrook.
Well, they couldn't keep him.
I don't know. Like I said, I watched it for 1 year, Jeff. Yeah. I'm just telling you.
So there's a lot to do with the contracts and stuff like that at that time. Like, we really only had
we only had so much money. What'd you want me to do?
You know? What'd you want me to do? I had like $10 to my name, man. So there was just a lot of contract negotiations. Truthfully, I really thought KD was going to stay. Westbrook was going to leave because Westbrook was an LA guy and the Lakers wanted Westbrook. That was, you know, in the cards. Like, he was going to be a Laker. So everybody from here thought that that's what was going to happen. And then KD throws a fucking wiffle ball in a windstorm. And all of a sudden he's gone to the Golden State Warriors. And so it's Russell Westbrook. And you know, even with just Westbrook, we still ended up going to playoffs and stuff like that, but it still never was the same. And we lost other players too. I think one of the biggest players we lost during that time is Ibaka. Serge Ibaka. A lot of people didn't really, and even to this day, I don't think people give him the credit. I think truthfully, in the Harden, Westbrook, KD era, I think he was a bigger influence than Harden.
Really?
Defensively. I mean, they call him Ibaka. I mean, it was crazy. Without him, we don't beat San Antonio. Without him, we don't beat the Timberwolves. I mean, or the Grizzlies, sorry, the Grizzlies. He was by far the turning point for most of our games. Earlier on, it was Cephalosha, when he would come in and like defensive specialist, but I hated when he shot the ball because he was a horrible shooter. So they would just leave him wide open.
So, okay. First of all, what's the update? Give people the update. I mean, by the time anyone hears, they're going to know. Right. I want to know, what is it?
So as of right now, I'm going to update a little bit more. It's halftime. The Thunder's up 57-45.
Nice.
Thunder and four, bitches.
That's all. And they've been, like, we've been talking a lot about it already. Yeah. They've been doing very well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good team. It's fun to watch.
I mean, they had the best record in the NBA. They did well in the playoffs. They did go to a game seven with the Nuggets. The Nuggets were a good team. I mean, they have one of the best players in the league with Djokovic. Ugh, almost threw up saying it. But the Thunder, I don't think anybody's beating, you know, is going to beat them this year. I don't think Pacers are going to do anything. The Thunder are 29-1 against the East Coast in the East Coast Conference. So
it'll be fun to watch, man. It'll be a good series. Like you said, I think
it's going to be a sweep.
Yeah.
Unless they decide to give up, you know, game four so they can come back and win it on their home floor.
Well, like any good team would, right?
Right.
It's funny. Don't do that. Hopefully they do well. How are we doing on time? Do we have time to go into the last thing here? How are we doing on time?
Yeah, we're an hour 20-ish.
Okay. Let us know also what you guys like time wise for the episodes. We're trying to nail down what we think, and we're taking a poll. So I might actually make a poll. That's the way to get interaction on it on Instagram, right?
Yeah, polls are great.
Polls are great.
Yeah, you can dance on them. You can take them. Sit on them.
You take a lot of polls?
Did you miss the last one? You can sit on them.
Yeah. that might be the opinion of half of the podcast. I don't know about the other half. Okay, so this week
we have different bowls now.
This week's top five is basketball movies, and I know Jeff is very well prepared for this.
I am not prepared at all.
Do you want me to just list mine?
No, okay. I'm going to try to get through it.
Okay,
and I'm probably going to miss some.
Are you going to do like 5-1? Like
I'm going
to
do 5-1. Are you going
in order? You're going to do them in order is what you're saying? Like,
yeah, I'll do 5-1. Okay, lowest to highest.
Yeah, yeah. Go.
So, Air Bud.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, that's such a great movie.
You and Dawson agree wholeheartedly.
Yes,
he loves that movie.
It's a great movie. It's so heartwarming. I really do like Air Bud. I thought that was a fun movie, you know, as a kid, you know, just kind of. How old were you? Never mind. I don't want to.
When Air Bud came out?
Yeah.
I was in the sweet spot for Air Bud. I'll tell you that. I was young enough. Like, it was.
I think I was in junior high or high school. I don't even know what year it came out.
You were driving.
Damn it.
I'm going to look that up because as you go your next pick, I'll let you know because I'm pretty sure it came out. You were.
Hey, I would just like to point out to everybody, these are literally off the cuff.
Yeah.
I don't have anything written down. I'm like thinking of movies as I'm talking.
What year did you graduate high school?
97.
It came out in 1997. Air Bud did.
See, I was prime for that movie. Yeah.
I was 10. It was great.
Yeah, that was a huff.
Go on. Yeah, it's because he's cold and he can't breathe very well.
So then you have, let's see, basketball movie, Air Up There. That was a good one about him going number 3.
Okay.
Oh, crap. I'm maybe screwing myself.
I told you, there's a lot more than you thought you knew.
Blue Chips.
Blue Chips is a great one.
Awesome.
It was hard to leave that off. It was hard to leave that off my list.
Oh, man. I'm already screwed up because I have 3 left. I forgot about Blue Chips. Okay, so we're going to
reorder. Reorder.
Yeah, we're going to knock that down.
So which one goes? Air Bud's out?
Air Bud's.
I don't blame you. That was a bad take anyway. No, but go on.
Air Bud's good. So Air Up There. I just thought that one was really cool. Just going off, you know, finding somebody. That was a good one. Blue Chips.
Yep.
Number 3 is Above the Rim.
Above the Rim's a good one.
Yeah. Number two, Hoosiers.
Okay.
A lot of people would put that number 1, I'm pretty sure. Because that was
A lot of people do.
Because that was just like everywhere. Uh-huh. Like even as a kid, you know, you remember that. But my number 1 favorite basketball movie of all time, White Man Can't Jump.
It's a good one. It's a very good one. I love it. I love White Man Can't Jump. That's number 5 for me is White Man Can't Jump. This is a personal list, obviously. Yeah. This isn't like technical stuff writing or directing.
White Man Can't Jump, I watched more than any basketball movie ever.
I believe that. Because it came out, like, that was a good time for it to come out for you.
It was, but I mean, just Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
They're great.
Funny as hell. And then I can't
Rosie
think
Perez.
Of her, Rosie Perez.
Fucking amazing. I love Rosie Perez and everything she's ever done.
Yeah.
So when we do these top fives, they are literally just
Jeopardy in there.
From our heart, right? They are.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are movies from our heart. They're not.
Absolutely.
I will sit and argue technical things of movies.
He's
what makes a movie?
Because Air Bud's in there for him.
What makes a movie good? I can do that all day. But this is just from our heart, right? Number 5, White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
Number four, Coach Carter.
Oh, that's a good one.
See, that one was in my...
Oh, I forgot about Coach Carter.
I figured you did. Number three, this is probably not... I don't even know if you've seen it. Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell. I know it's a big movie, but I don't know if that's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I've seen Semi-Pro. That's yeah.
Number two, Space Jam.
So I thought about Space Jam.
I don't know how you leave, if you're talking about basketball movies and you leave that off, even as if it came out right now,
I probably would put that one actually in front of Air Up There. Yeah. But I mean, truthfully, not the others. The others, I mean,
yeah.
Above the Rim, I thought was one of the greatest movies for social, you know, for other stuff too, but the basketball we get into.
My number one, 100%. I was born in the state of Indiana. If I didn't pick this, I would probably be murdered. Hoosiers has to be number one for sure. It is a, and that is a good movie. That's not just a good basketball movie. That's a good movie with good performances.
So, truthfully, even mine, I think outside of like Coach Carter, I mean, what are some newer movies? Because I mean, we had the one for Nike.
Okay,
I'm going to be very honest. I haven't seen this movie yet.
You really haven't seen it? Really is good.
I forgot about it, actually. It's a good movie.
Not
a lot of basketball?
No, it's about shoes.
That's what I thought.
It's not about shoes. It's not about basketball. It's about shoes. And what? That's about a company trying to make shoes.
So I'm going to do something right now. I'm going to look up...
basketball movies that have come out in like the last 10 years?
Basketball movies... I'm just going to do best basketball movies and let's see what we come up with.
I bet all mine are. Oh,
Air. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. Hustle.
Oh yeah.
Forgot about that one. Glory Road.
I don't think I've ever seen that. What's that?
I'll read the synopsis to you.
Okay.
It was in 2006. It is a 2006 American sports drama film directed by James Gardner. Based on a true story surrounding the events leading to the 1966 NCAA University Division Basketball Championship. Basically, it was about discrimination of athletes and stuff like that. I was going to see. I can't remember what school it was, though.
You know, is this one on your list, too? I would never have thought about this at all, but it is kind of about this kid playing basketball. 17 again.
It was
Zac Efron and Matthew Perry. And it is Matthew Perry somehow. It's one of those movies where he somehow ends up as a kid again.
Dude, Juana Man.
I remember that movie, but I don't.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Oh, that was a great movie.
Dawson loves Like Mike. He was a really big fan of Like Mike.
Yeah, I just saw that one a second ago. But yeah, when I saw Like Mike, that's what I thought. I knew there was that other movie. Juana Man. Hell yeah.
What was the one where it was like the basketball version of Angels in the Outfield, where it was like a ghost was helping this team win basketball games?
I didn't know there was. There's one called Thunderstruck.
What is that? Is that?
It's about the Thunder.
Kevin Durant's version of Space Jam.
Okay. So.
There's a ghost basketball movie.
You know how we pick who's the goat? Which Space Jam was better?
Well, I've never even seen the newer one.
Nobody has.
By the way, the movie I was talking about, The Sixth Man.
Sixth Man. Okay. Yep.
The Sixth Man. Marlon Wayans.
The Heart of the Game was a good one.
I'm glad you didn't say Love and Basketball because that might have ended our friendship.
That was a good movie.
Buddy, it was. Okay.
I don't really remember that movie. I just wanted to say that because, you know, he's him.
Anyway, instead of us just reading off different names,
well, I mean, you just
we both can't be.
I just found a thing, Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And it was the 58 best basketball movies ever.
There's 58?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is by, holy crap, dude.
What?
This is actually by Rotten Tomatoes on what the best basketball movies are.
Okay.
I'm scrolling down this list. I haven't seen Hoosiers yet. Just throwing that out there. Air Buds Before
Hoosiers. Okay. I didn't make the movie.
It just caught me off guard. I saw Air Bud, but I haven't seen Hoosiers. Okay. So, and maybe it was up there and I just missed it. Could have been like a different thing because, you know. Oh, no, it is up there. Okay. Yeah.
Where is it?
Okay. Number six. So okay. Hoosiers number six. So
what are the five better
the number that? One movie.
Let's, from, let's do their top five. Let's go.
That's
start,
what I'm going to do.
Start, no, but start for five and go down. You don't start at one.
I know.
Leave the people guessing.
Okay.
You got to say some words.
What? I don't like this list.
Okay. It's okay. It's not our list.
So number five is called High Flying Bird. It's
never
a
2019
film. Okay. 91% Rotten Tomatoes.
Audience score or critic score?
I don't fucking know.
God damn it, Jeff.
It has a tomato with a green thing under it.
You know what people are never going to give us? A TED Talk. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know. Number four is Hustle. Okay. 2022 film.
Never saw it. I know right. It's Adam Sandler, right?
Number three is Air, which okay. is the number two, Hoop Dreams.
Okay.
Which that one is a good movie. Number one, The First Slam Dunk.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either. So this movie, this thing sucks. That gets a Rotten Tomato. That list.
Slam Dunk movie?
Yeah. Wait, hold on, what?
The First Slam Dunk.
Oh, yeah. The First Slam Dunk.
It's a cartoon, Jeff.
Okay. I didn't.
It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's an anime. God damn it with people in their anime.
So literally.
Fucking, listen, here's I know the title people love anime. 58
best basketball movies ranked by Tomato Meter.
I'm looking at it right now. It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah.
I know that people. Don't yell at me.
I know that people love anime. And I know that, you know, you should never yuck someone else's yum, right? You should always let people be who they are. But if you admit to me that you like anime as a grown man, I do think less of you, and I want you to know that.
So I just went to a list of basketball films, and I'll tell you what, the first one is called The Fair Coed. Then the next one is Campus Confession. I'm like, I've never heard of any of these.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about porn.
Hold on. And I'm sure I didn't. I've never heard of these. And all of a sudden, then I realized they're in year order. So that was 1927. So we're gonna flip that around. There we go. Court of Gold is a documentary. Never mind. All Star Weekend is a comedy coming out. Two friends find themselves fans of opposing NBA stars LeBron James and Stephen Curry.
Okay.
Saints and Warriors.
You heard it here first, folks. Documentary. There's a new movie coming out about basketball.
Right. Yeah, so there's some.
Okay, hold on. What was that movie where they, is it just called Celtic Pride?
Oh my God.
I forgot about that. That might have made my list because I used to love that movie as a kid.
Yes, Celtic Pride was good. Yeah, if I would have had more time to, you know.
Really. I had all day and I still fucked that one up. So.
I may have done better on that list, but because Space Jam definitely up there. I probably would have changed the list around a little bit.
It's all right,
man. I still like the Air up there though. That has to be in my top five just because and White Man Can't Jump will always be, well, unless something crazy comes out, you know, about, you know, anybody but Katie. No, just kidding, Katie. If you want to sponsor us.
Him individually. He's going to try to buy back the fandom one person at a time.
One person at a time. It's right here, buddy.
Let us know what your top five is on Instagram. You can find us at Well You're Wrong Pod on Instagram. Make sure you review our podcast every time you listen to it.
Yeah.
Give us five stars.
Five stars.
Even if you don't like it.
Yeah. Don't give us one star. That's mean.
That's so rude. Because like at this point, I know who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't have enough listeners. I can pinpoint who gave us a bad review.
It's going to be Jackson.
It probably will. Well, buddy, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I'm going to give you one star to be funny. Think of the stories that I know.
We will tell them all. Think of the stories I know.
Exactly. Yeah, please follow us wherever you're listening to it, and follow us on Instagram. You can send us emails at sowrongpod@gmail.com and let us know which beer we should try.
Yeah.
You could always donate to the beer fund. Let us know if you're interested in doing that.
It was a good beer tonight.
It really was. I drank it all way quick. Yeah. Yeah. I almost opened another one. That's how good it was.
See, so we get two tonight. Usually we only do one, but yeah. We get two tonight because we're going to watch basketball.
Because we're lucky. Yeah. Please continue to listen to this. We love doing this. Thank you so much for anybody that's stuck around this long. Do you have anything you want to say before?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for watching or from watching.
For watching.
From maybe watching your phone someday. As you, you know. No, for listening to us. Love it. Love that you guys are, you know, actually listening to this and like giving us feedback and stuff. That's awesome. It's Jackson.
It's been a really good few weeks putting this out in the world and getting some feedback from it. And we're going to continue to do it. As always, thank you to my favorite listener. I love you. And be sure to tune in next week where Jeff tries to argue that ain't no rules says a dog can't play basketball.
Dogs can't play basketball. I just talked about that with Airbud. Thanks, everybody.